These are today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.
Good morning. Here are the top five stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Be on the lookout for some rain and heat, with afternoon highs in the 90s over the next few days. Let's get things started in Miami Beach. Two city employees have been suspended and another was fired after a recreation leader drowned at the Scott Rakow Youth Center. A city spokesperson confirmed that one pool lifeguard who was on duty when the August incident happened has been suspended, along with a part-time recreation leader. A second lifeguard on the pool deck has been fired. Family members of 28-year-old Peniel P.J. Janvier made a public appeal to demand answers about how the tragedy happened and why it wasn't stopped. In food news, a new Bodega Taqueria y Tequila has just opened in Miami. The fifth location of the popular brand is now open on Main Highway in Coconut Grove. It's home to the popular taco shack where the hungry can line up for burritos, tacos, nachos, guacamole, and other Mexican snacks. The design will be familiar to anyone who has visited the original bodega in Miami Beach or its sister restaurants in Fort Lauderdale and Aventura. Bodega also opened a West Palm Beach location earlier this year and has plans to open a smaller bodega in Wynwood in 2023. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. In the Florida Keys, Geiger Key Marina has an old Florida fish camp feel. Now it belongs to a Maryland-based company that runs dozens of mobile home parks in several states. The marina, restaurant, and RV camp just changed hands. Keys resident Bobby Mongelli had owned Geiger Key Marina since the 1970s before selling to Parakeet Communities. Geiger Key Marina has a modest tiki hut facade with dockside wooden picnic tables and a sweet view. But it is a heavy hitter in travel guides. And it's known for the fried chicken with mashed potatoes and white gravy. In housing, the conversion of the county's former Frankie Shannon Roll Center at the corner of US 1 and 37th Avenue is nearly done. Developer Cornerstone Group will unveil in December an 8-story building with 191 apartments, including 79 priced at below market rents for lower income families. The complex also eventually will be home to an Aldi discount grocery store and a Starbucks coffee shop. And finally, Miami's favorite Christmas theme park is moving again. Santa's Enchanted Forest went to Hialeah Park in 2021 after losing its tropical park home. Now it's moving to the border of Medley and Doral for its seasonal opening on November 9th. The new Santa's will be located on the northwest corner of 87th Avenue and 74th Street on a vacant lot. The new space for the theme park offers more room than the Hialeah Park and Tropical Park sites. The Northwest Miami-Dade site is next to a quarry, south of the Medley landfill and just down the street from a waste-to-energy plant. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.
This has been today's headlines and top stories from the Miami Herald.